Bagaman halos 2 linggo pa ang bubunuin ng mga politiko para manuyo sa mga botante bago ang federal na eleksyon, nagsimula nang dumagsa ang mga botante sa mga polling centers o istasyon ng botohan para bumoto ng mas maaga, at marami sa kanila ay may sariling dahilan.
I have a health problem, so that's why I come in. Always vote early because I get dropped off and people pick me up, you see.
I've come to vote early because I'm leaving to fly to Europe on Thursday. So I'll not be in Australia when the election is held.
Always do that. We always do pre-vote, yeah.
Ayon kay Fiona Martin, na isang kandidato ng Liberal sa Reid, isinaalang-alang ng maraming botante ang COVID, kaya inaasahan na maraming registered voters ang buboto ng mas maaga para hindi makipagsiksikan sa araw ng halalan sa Mayo 21.
Because of the pandemic, I think most people probably feel more comfortable with coming and voting earlier so they're not in the big crowds on election day. I certainly think that would be a motivator to come in and vote early.
Taong 2013, higit 25% ng mga nakarehistrong botante ang pumili na bumoto ng mas maaga sa itinakdang petsa ng halalan. Tumaas ito ng 5% sa taong 2016 at umabot sa higit 40% noong 2019. Naniniwala ang tagapagsalita ng Australian Electoral Commission na si Evan Aiken-Smith na naging uso na ito sa panahon ng eleksyon.
Of course, we're conducting this election in a COVID pandemic. If you combine postal voting and pre-poll voting at the previous federal election in 2019, it was about 40% of voters who turned out prior to election day. You could potentially see half the Australian voting population turning out before election day this federal election.
Kinilala naman ng 2 malalaking partido ang pagsisimula ng early voting. Ayon kay Labor leader Anthony Albanese na nasa Adelaide,
"The bells are tolling for the Morrison government because early voting starts today. It says it all that the Morrison government have had a phone hookup with members of their caucus telling people to not vote early. We want people to participate in our democracy and to vote whenever is convenient."
Sa Naval Base sa Nowra, New South Wales naman, nag-iko si Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
"Right now today, people are turning up and voting at pre-poll. Over now, right now, right across the country. And they're making a choice. And over the course of this campaign, people are making assessments, and so many, as we're seeing, are still to make a decision over the next couple of weeks."
Subalit, nanawagan ang kandidato ng United Australia Party sa Reid na si Jamal Daoud. Sana gawing mas simple ang paraan ng pagboto para sa tulad nilang ang wikang English ay hindi first language.
"My family, for example, they speak English, but they are struggling with the whole voting system, and we think that the system should be even more simplified."
Sagot naman ng Australian Electoral Commission, ginawa na nila ang lahat para mas madaling maintindihan ng mga botante ang paraan at proseso ng pagboto, lalo na nilang ang wikang English ay hindi pangunahing lingwahe.
"We translate our material, including our advertising campaign, into about 33 different languages, which is a really important thing for us to be doing. And really, we've got tools like practice voting tools on the website and a range of material that really explains it."
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni John Baldock na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.